Yeah, you cared way too much on that Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to have to. There are far too many innocent steel targets standing up.
Well,
here.
I tried. Well, what am I supposed to? Hey, everybody. You know, we had a really important question.
What was the question, dude?
Well, the question was, what happens when a tank fires at a human being?
Oh, I know that one. I've seen a couple live leak videos.
Well, to make it a little bit more PG, we're here with at Drive Tanks, and we're going to see what happens when a projectile that weighs close to 20 pounds.
Yeah, 20,
depending on the projectile. I think it'll be fine. What do you think, Micah?
Yeah, it's like the 40 mil.
Yeah. It's honestly kind of weak.
Yeah, it's pretty weak. I kind of expected more. I guess it'll be a pretty lame video, but, you know, today on Grantham, tank versus human. Yeah, okay. Get me up there, boost me up. But before we get into that, we have to thank the sponsors of the channel. The biggest sponsor of the channel is the who, Charlie?
Shaken Baby Institute.
There you go, the Sonoran Desert Institute. So if you're looking to get your start in gunsmithing, they are the people to go to. We can't thank them enough because gunsmithing is what, Micah?
It's pretty basic.
I would say it's pretty basic.
I'd say this thing needs some work.
We also, of course, have to thank who, Micah?
Primary Arms. And I think they're starting to sell tanks themselves.
Yo.
Yeah. I heard that was a thing.
Yeah, you just honestly just contact their customer service. They'll get back to you within 3 hours.
That sponsorship is just on. It's like the straw that broke the camel's back right there.
I don't even understand what that Spanish means.
And now, unlike the camera that we're filming this on, the computer that you're watching this on.
And the tank you're sitting on.
No, the tank is American. Damn it, the tank is American. AAC ammunition is made in the US. Go and support them, and they support this channel. A big thank you to them. And of course, if you're looking to base your personality around multicam, you can't forget Save Your Equipment. They have awesome range bags. They're pretty cool, right, Micah?
I actually love them.
But without further ado, talk is cheap and tank rounds are. How much does a tank round cost?
That one's $1,400.
They are free. They don't want you to know this, but the drive tanks are.
World of Tanks.
World of. Now, to work as the analog, we do have a ballistic dummy from Ballistic Dummy Labs. It is a approximation of what a human body would be. We have ballistics gelatin, we have skeleton, we have organs with fluid and tissue and all of that goodness, right?
It's almost a one-to-one we've been over this, I know. Doctor. But this is the socialist version from Ballistic Dummy Labs. The only difference is this one has muscle mass and the lack of vanilla latte.
So now impacting this dummy, this is one of the projectiles that will be used.
It's massive.
Well, so can we see the projectile, Charles?
Yeah.
So that's approximately, Jesus Christ, that thing's actually kind of heavy.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest. So that we've talked about that, let's go talk about the tanks we're going to be using.
Let's go talk about the tanks that we're going to be using.
Now, to talk about drive tanks. What can you do at drive tanks besides drive tank?
You can drive a tank and shoot a gun.
What do we have right here?
This is the British Scorpion light tank. It's kind of a reconnaissance vehicle. It's got a 76mm gun. It's low velocity. This thing is made out of aluminum, but it has a Jaguar engine, so it's really fast, like Princess Diana speeds. So. Yeah, has a big gun on it.
Okay, well, what do you think is going to happen? Have you shot a ballistic dummy with one of these?
Not yet, but I've seen this gun, and based off of past shootings, I'm going to bet that that's going to be like John Lennon. This is going to be like a snub-nosed 38.
I don't know why past shootings sound so bad. Well, I guess
yeah.
with all that being said, we can interview some of your crew that you have here.
¿Qué? Penetraza con fuerza. Sí.
Thank you.
Is he allowed here?
This is the round. All right, we're gonna fire the tank.
Let's do it. Where?
Oh, it just fell.
Hot dog.
like the worst case scenario in Battlefield 5. This one was just shy of separating this guy completely in half. Mike, if you want to take a look right there. So we do still have a little bit of tissue holding them together, but otherwise it did blow them apart. It makes me so uncomfortable the way you touch that dummy.
What?
So it is a very slow round, as you can see that it's a slow, heavy round, and it did completely cavitate the body. It actually created like a cannonball size hole. It's like that one scene in The Patriot.
I was born in the dark.
Yeah, that's the smallest one we're firing today. So it can only
get better.
It's all ogre now. Next up, we have the guy you shouldn't worry about. This is a 76 millimeter. It is a 17 pound projectile traveling 2,700 feet per second, which is a psychotic amount of energy. And this is like a worst case scenario, getting like point blank by a tank.
Yeah, it doesn't really happen.
In Battlefield, that happens all the time. And usually in Battlefield, when it hits you, your body just kind of ragdolls. What do you think would happen if your head was like right here when it went off? Oh yeah? Look at that break.
10, shot him?
That is crazy. So anyhow, we're gonna be firing this guy at the dummy and we're gonna see what happens. I really think it's gonna be extremely, extremely violent.
Oh yeah, this one's getting shredded.
To be clear, the one that we fired right before this was the most violent single shot we've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
So we have a real treat today. We have Brandon Herrera here. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. I don't know why I'm here though.
Yeah, well,
other than to hang out with you, it's always a pleasure.
It's always a good time. Well, we wanted to show you something.
Okay, I'm nervous.
We're doing this.
Oh. It looks like you've done that. There seems to be a pile of gelatinous mass shaped like a torso on the ground.
Can you give me your prediction?
I think it's going to penetrate.
Brandon, you're going to be pulling it. Charlie, let me know when you're ready.
So Gordon? Real quick question, is this, like, what kind of round are we using? Is this, like, anti
76 millimeter, pull the cord!
Pull the cord!
Fuck it, okay. Oh, goddamn. He is not kidding. You really have to fucking yank this fucker.
Come on, come
on! Goddamn. There we go.
Holy shit. The fuck, dude.
What the... Oh my...
It's gone. See action, neuron activation.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking god, Jesus. Dude.
Which one did we shoot?
I don't know. I think it's this one.
That was scary a little.
Look at all that. Micah, look at the car. Look at all the blood spatter.
It even broke the window.
I think we just saw the perfect representation of temporary cavity.
There's nothing temporary about that cavity.
It's all, like, it's downhill from here.
Oh, no, it is not downhill, my friend.
It's uphill from here?
We're about to top it.
What are you going to top it with?
This is a D20. It's a 152 millimeter howitzer.
What's the weight of the projectile?
47 pounds.
And what's the speed of the projectile?
Right around 2,500 feet per second.
That is insanely, insanely powerful. This is not meant to be leveled at a human being.
No, definitely not from like 25 meters away either.
Not with that attitude.
Well, this would be considered direct fire, I'm guessing.
So that projectile was, what, 17 pounds going 2,700? This is 44 going 25. That's a massive, massive increase in energy. And our camera's downrange too, our slow-mo. I'm so worried. Hey, that camera cost, what was it, 12,000? It was
a lot of Patreon bucks.
Well, you know what? We're here for the people, and we're going to make this shot work. How much does each of one of these shots cost?
$1,950, so roughly $2,000.
Oh, yeah. Is it okay if we skip your paycheck?
Yeah, that's fine.
Gun is hot.
Ready?
Yep.
Fire! What the f-
You're clear.
That wasn't too bad. Couldn't have been a more centered shot. Freaking awesome job, dude. That was awesome. That was by far the most, it wasn't even violent. It was just like, you know, from, was that with the one meme?
Oh,
just
from Watchmen.
Yeah, with the Watchmen.
Yeah.
Objectively beautiful.
Objectively beautiful. It vaporized.
A little humane even.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't think, he was here and then he was everywhere.
He Mr. Grantham.
Yeah.
A second howitzer has hit the torso.
Charles is just hitting his vape because he's sad. Because Brandon shows up, so he's feeling like, you know, not so good.
Do you feel like you got kicked out of the video?
We woke up, or we went to bed at around 1:32. Woke up at 6 and have been shooting loud guns. So eat shit.
So pleasant to be around. Hey, it's okay. If you're stressed, you know what you need to do? Hit your little vapey wapey. Blow rings. Well, I think we all had a lot of fun today finding out what happens when a tank shoots a human.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it to do that.
Yeah, actually, there was kind of like a question of would it just be going too fast? And, you know, it just kind of, you know, pencils through.
Yeah.
Why do we all have that logic? It's never that. It's literally never that.
I mean, I was right on the first one. It's hot dog, dude.
That was not just a hot dog. That blew like a cannonball-sized hole through it and like ripped it apart.
Okay.
It was almost ripped apart.
Okay. I'm a Navy SEAL, and attention to detail, I said the first one. Brandon's on my side. He didn't say anything.
I wasn't there for that.
Yeah,
I was here in spirit.
Yeah.
What did you think about the second one?
Second one was fantastic, but the third one was probably one of my favorite things I've ever witnessed in person. That was the chef's kiss.
We aim to please here at Grand Thumb. I got no words. Point is, guys, thank you for watching. We really got nothing else for you except for a little bit of dad advice from Brandon Rare. You have how many kids again?
None that I know about.
He has a mic.
Oh, yeah, he does have a mic.
Dad advice, be sure to go out and touch grass and lift weights and get swole so you can actually pull the trigger on a can in the first track. It's probably a good idea.